This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Site. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots of stuff going on up there, including buying my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all those things we've been taught to hate. What's really funny about that, the title of that book, those are all labels that the group of people to say they don't like to be labeled or they don't like to label things. It's all labels that they gave me, which is proof positive. They've got to be on some kind of drug. There's no way they could be doing the things they're doing, talking the way they're talking, and not have some kind of outside influence. Or drug or pharmaceutical influence. Oh, whatever makes you happy. So, 855-REAL-JOE. Like I said, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Okay, I started this, I just touched on it at the very end of the last hour. But a professor is protesting the honoring of the military at the at an American baseball game here in, I mean, what's more American, what's more United States-ish than baseball? She calls it, militarized masculinity, heroicizing patriotism. I'm telling you, they make up some of these words just to make you feel stupid. So a feminist scholar attending a baseball game at Fenway Park in Boston declined to clap as a veteran was honored. Now, to show you that she shouldn't be a professor, she's not smart enough to know the reason she didn't hear a gunshot and get killed was because she's not in a communist nation, because that vet stood up for her rights, and some of those are dead men and women in the military. They took a bullet so she could be stupid while she sat there and didn't applaud for somebody who was willing to fight for something she's not willing to fight for. She might be willing to write about it. Ooh. Forgive me. It's like some of you Facebook warriors who think that's all you have to do. It's good that you get there. It's good that you straighten people out. Don't get me wrong. It's not the only thing you should be doing, though. She cringed when the American flag was unfurled. So if this causes her this much heartache and damage, why doesn't she go somewhere where she wouldn't have to worry about this? I don't think they, last I checked, they don't unfurl the American flag in Iran, Afghanistan, in the Saudis. I mean, there's plenty of countries you can go to, and I guarantee you, you won't have to worry about being offended. At least not for long. She would not stand when the rest of the crowd did to sing America the Beautiful. This was her personal way of protesting the patriarchy and what she calls the militarized masculinity heroism of patriotism. Dr. Cynthia Enloo, a woman's... See, she makes the rest of them sound terrible. It's a woman's studies professor, which means that she can't give men any kind of kudos for anything. Think about it. Just because she's a woman. All these women studies professors, or all the ones that we've seen and we've talked about on the show, all of them are anti-male in any way, shape, manner, or form. They don't need us for anything, except they wouldn't be here without a male. So, whatever. So, around the sixth inning, during a lull in action, the Fenway announcer drew our attention to the Jumbotron, where we saw the giant version of the middle-aged white man who, in human proportions, was with us in the stands. He was identified as a veteran of the recent U.S. wars, invited to give him a hero's welcome. A wave of grateful applause erupted. She said, "I sat on my hands and said nothing. Wouldn't do it." She's mad at him for what he did so that she could have a right to be a jackwagon. Not dragged out, not shot, that she would have a right to be the jackwagon that she's acting like. Now, please don't email me and say, "What are you so upset about? She was just exercising her First Amendment rights." Yeah, I can't get all that. But I can still get it on somebody's case for being a degenerate. She has that First Amendment right still. She has the rights that she has in this country still because of veterans that go out and support that right, who die for that right, who will fight for you to continue to have that right, and actually will go out and fight for people in other countries that have the same rights. She added, after, you know, she wouldn't stand for the rendition of America the Beautiful. She added that she also cringed when a large American flag was unfurled. Okay? I mean, think about this. Why? Now, she did begrudgingly stand for the national anthem. Now, she is an award-winning theoretical feminist. What the heck is a theoretical feminist? It means like you want to be?
It's just a theory.
Yeah, okay. There you go. I'm not quite there yet. She goes on to criticize the notion of gratitude as a feminized virtue. And a roundabout role that professional sports plays in promoting patriarchy. Really? Because sports are only for men? My God, my daughter's more into sports than I am. Does that mean she's a man? I don't know. I'm just going by what the professor says. No insult, honey, really. Patriotism, especially militarized masculinity, is escalating in America's sporting events. It may be the most prominent at NFL games. Well, NFL games is a man's game. You know, it's a manly game, right? And NASCAR races. That's terrible. But it is in full bloom at most Major League Baseball games. She's really having a hard time with this. Anyway, we'll post this up. You'll read this. Keep a barf bag close by. I don't get it. Kara Davis joins us after the break. And we're going to talk, again, more about what's going on with racism in this country. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, be with people smarter than I am. There's a live chat room there for those of you that actually don't have, yes, believe it or not, there are people that still don't have Facebook pages. For those of you who don't have Facebook pages or don't want to patronize Facebook, we've got something going on the website, so you can hang out there. There are smarter people there than I am. I can prove it. Just go over there and talk to them. You'll see it. Also, if you want to hit up on Facebook, I do appreciate the time that you spend there as well. And I want to bring my next guest on. I don't have her on often enough. I should have her on more often, and I don't. And Carrie Davis joins me, as she does from time to time. Hopefully, I can get her to join me more often, if you know what I'm saying. Carrie, thanks for being with me today.
It's
it's a pleasure, Joe. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you know, we've known each other for quite some time, and I've always watched and appreciated the stories you write, the things that you tackle, the issues that you tackle online. I really do mean that sincerely. I do appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, if we can't have, especially commentators, you know, we've not been exactly on the same side of an issue, and if we can't have conversations about this, if we can't learn from each other and figure out, you know, how to change things, how to make things better for us, then we're screwed because the other two sides can't. There's no way they're going to. They don't want to talk to each other. It's really scary where we've come to today. Are you surprised at the racial tension, the racial temperature in this country today?
No, I mean, I know that it seems worse than it's ever been. And certainly political rhetoric has heated up. But, Joe, I mean, it's been that way since the elections, you know. Right. But, I mean, the whole racial tension thing, I mean, if you recall, how many years ago was Trayvon Martin? I mean, when that whole thing happened with George Zimmerman, the country lit itself on fire. And you couldn't have a normal conversation with anyone about it. And then it kind of died down. And then we hit the police brutality craze and Ferguson riots. And the whole country set itself on fire. And we said, I clearly remember having a conversation with you, Joe, on this very show about the Ferguson riots. And you expressed concern to me. You never seen it like this. You were worried, how can we come back from this? And then it kind of died down. And we're just kind of back in the same situation. So it never went away. It's never going to go away. Racial tensions have always bubbled under the surface of this country. And, you know, a catalyst comes along every now and again, and it gets people riled up. And then people move on to another crisis for a while, and something happens. And that's what I see here. I mean, it's social media is really amplifying it,
yep.
and it is getting crazy. I mean, I don't want to like make light of the situation. Yeah, it's super crazy, and people are going nuts. But it is not any crazier than what we've seen. It's just we forgot about those things, so we're back in it now. But I mean, I don't know if you've seen this story, Joe. It just hit, but ESPN has moved one of their announcers off of a college football game. I'm sorry, I don't watch sports.
No, I don't either. I don't either. You and I are the same.
Oh, you don't?
I just did this story, and just before we went on the air, they made the announcement, and I said, here's the funny part about that. The guy's name is Robert Lee. He's Asian.
And he's Asian.
God, I can't stand it. Is that really where we're at?
Well, in a way, I have to say, because I write for Red State, and so when stories like this come across the wire, we immediately get desperate emails from our editors, like, somebody cover this. And the email thread on this one was just, I mean, mouth agape. None of the writers could believe this. I mean, and it seems to be every reaction from every major outlet I've seen so far. Everyone's like, what in the hell is going on? This is crazy. But in a way, Joe, it kind of made me feel better because it's like, all right, clearly we are reaching peak ridicule right now.
Yes.
And to me, I feel like if we hit the point where things are getting so ridiculous, what happens is people start tuning out. And when people start tuning out from all of this mess, it'll go away again. And that's kind of how it was with the with Ferguson and those things. I mean, the issue will fade for a while.
Right.
So I don't know. And I don't know when that's going to happen. I mean, I hope sooner than later.
Yeah, but when it fades away and we don't work through it, if you would. I'm not trying to sound like a squishy psychologist, but if we don't work through some of these things, then it just sits there under the surface. And every time it comes up faster with more vengeance, and it creates more, I don't want to say hard feelings, but it creates more issues. That's not the way to deal with this. I mean, I understand you've got a lot of, I get a kick out of the fact you got a lot of young people ripping down these statues going, okay, this is going to fix it. Well, no, it's not going to fix it. It's the hatred around that stuff, and it's an issue of the heart, is it not?
It is a heart issue, and that's why I don't think it's ever really going to be addressed. to our satisfaction. I think that I don't know. I don't know what the solution is besides grace and extending grace to people. And I just don't think, I think a lot of people don't have that ability because it does require sacrificing some pride. Mm-hmm. However, this is, and here's something encouraging, Joe.
Please.
My husband and I went to dinner the other night, and we're both black, and we did not see one Nazi. We did not, we were not turned away from the restaurant. There weren't any white supremacists coming to protest our presence. In fact, the restaurant was pretty well integrated. And I think that that's how most people in this nation live their lives every day.
I'm glad
and
to hear that.
You and I are in, yeah, you and I are in the business. Aren't you glad? Are you so glad?
No, I'm glad that you agree. And you know, most people are not walking around all day long worrying what statue needs to come down
and
where they can find one, you know?
They're not. And this is the thing. And this is why we have Donald Trump. He's the reaction to people who have been told for years and years that all of these things are a problem. Like, most of us don't walk around every day thinking about girls who say they're boys or boys who say they're girls. They don't think, they're not spending their days obsessing about sexuality and gender. And they have these things forced upon them, and they're like, wait a minute, this isn't even a part of my life. This isn't even something I'm worried about. It's the same with all the racial tension. You know, for the we're in the business where we have to pay attention to this stuff.
Yep.
So for us, it's a big deal. We're on social media. It's in our face all the time. And certainly there are average Americans who are always in the news and upset about this. But even those people are just living their daily lives. They're going to work. They're going, you know, they're working with white people, with black people, with Mexicans. They're going to church. They're, you know, coming home, talking to their neighbors. Most, 99.9% of Americans are living regular lives.
We got to go for a quick break when we come back. I want to stay on that line. I want people to, you know, there's hope. There's hope. And we'll be back in a few minutes. We're going to talk more about that on The Real Side. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
My name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years old, and I've been building muscle and losing fat over the last 6 months. I've been using One World Whey to provide a highly assimilable protein and Kappa Mineral Whey to help me get all the minerals I need and support my body's alkaline pH. I've also been using EstroBlock to keep my testosterone levels high and not allow it to convert to estrogen, which happens normally as men age. The extra testosterone also helps in building muscle. The result has been a successful process of converting my body from fat to muscle. I've lost 20 pounds to date.
Join the many people who are converting fat to muscle with One World Whey. The body is chronically hungry for usable amino acids. Cooking proteins destroys up to 75% of the amino acids. Cooked proteins burden the body and accelerate aging. One World Whey's protein content is raw and virtually 100% usable. Substitute One World Whey for one meal of your day and see how much better you can feel. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
He was a famous trumpet man.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved in the conversation. Don't just sit there, as I used to say, like drooling all over yourself there on the couch. You've got to engage. Engage with other people. Reach out and engage with people who may not be on the same page as you. I didn't say go attack them. I didn't say to, you know, call them stupid or anything like that. But sit and talk with them. Really, discuss with them what's going on in the world around you. You'd be surprised how many people really don't know what's happening around them, even though they think they do, or they would like to believe that they want to be involved with what's going on around them, but they're not quite. So, you know, if you have a relationship with somebody, then you can have a general conversation, a nice conversation with somebody, and you might enlighten them. Oh, my God. We wouldn't want that to happen. Anyhow, Carrie Davis joins me right now, and as she does from time to time, I do want to bring her on more. I do have a lot of time. I have a good time when she's on with me. We have some great conversation. Kara, you can slap me later when you see me, but... You're an editor with Red State, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Yes. I don't want to screw that up. And I already did.
No.
Okay. I don't want to screw that up. And thanks for being with me tonight. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. You wrote a piece recently about the 10 things that you can do to fight racism right now. And I think people, I have no problem talking pretty much about anything, with anybody. And I think that people are afraid. I don't care whether you're white, black, Asian, whatever. I think we have a hard time talking to others about issues, and we shouldn't. That's why you have to build a relationship first, though. So I'd have no problem saying, with my relationship with you, going, look, instead of ripping down all these statues, how do we talk? How do we work things through? How do we talk? Do you see all white people as racist? I don't believe so. And how do we open up these conversations to talk to each other?
Well, I think it's important, first of all, to say that not every relationship you have with somebody of a different race needs to include this conversation.
Okay.
You know, it's just if it comes up. Sometimes I think people can feel threatened if we're like, hey, I want to talk to you about race. Can we talk about it? It's like, you know, you can put people off. But if you have a friend that you sense is uncomfortable, or maybe you're watching the news together at work, or, you know, whatever, you might see something. There's always openings to talk about stuff. And, you know, when somebody does express anger or express an opinion that you disagree with, I say don't be afraid to explore that. just to say, hey, you know, I really see it differently, but can you tell me more about how you think? Because that's not what I see, but I understand I might not see this from your point of view. And listen to what they say and be okay with it making you angry. You know, it's okay if somebody says something and you're like, inside you're boiling and you're like, this isn't right, but just hear them out. You know, let them express the hard things. Give the people space to express the hard things, because you can't respond to something that isn't being expressed. I always tell the story about how I was at a community development conference. I used to run an after school program in the inner city, and I went to this nationwide conference. Hundreds of charities there, thousands even, and we had all kinds of panels, and, you know, funding and helping people, building houses, all that. But one panel was on racial reconciliation. By the way, Joe, just as I said before, this is nothing new. I mean, this panel I went to on racial reconciliation was in 2002. So even then we were, you know, and if you recall, those were the Bush years.
Yeah.
And he was a racist. And New Orleans came. And everyone, you know. So this is, the hysteria is nothing new. It's nothing to, like, be in despair about. But,
no. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I saw this panel, and it was a white lady, a black woman, a Chinese woman, and a Hispanic man. And everybody had to go down the line, start the panel, and talk about what they wish people would understand about their race or their point of view on race. And the white lady was a wimp. She copped out immediately. She was like, oh, I don't have, you know, I just defer to these people. Basically, she was saying she had white privilege. This is before there was a term. But basically, she was saying my white privilege prevents me from participating in this conversation.
Oh, wow.
So she begged off. You know, the Hispanic guy said whatever he said. Oh, we need more understanding toward immigrants. You know, the black woman said whatever she said. Slavery, racism. The Chinese girl, I call her a girl. She was maybe 20 or 21. She said, every person on this panel has had a state, has said talking points that I've heard before. They're all, you know, statements that are all about what other people are supposed to do, how other people need to understand them. And she's like, but I haven't heard anybody say anything difficult on this panel. She said, my father is a Chinese immigrant. He runs a corner store in an inner city, in here somewhere in America. She wouldn't name the town. And she said he's been robbed 3 times, all by black men, because he's in the inner city. The last time he was almost killed. And he hates black people. And she said, I'm embarrassed by him. I'm embarrassed by his racism. He's cruel. He's judgmental. But what about the fact that he was attacked by black men 3 times? Like, why can't that come into the conversation? Why isn't he allowed to say that I've had to experience this, and this has given me a skewed view of an entire race, you know? And she was so brutally honest. It was the first time I ever heard somebody say,
good
give,
for her.
Give people space to say the hard thing. Good for her, but half that place walked out. They didn't like what she said. Yeah, they said she was being racist for saying that. You know, but I thought, you know, good for her. And the honest thing would have been for the black woman to address that and say, ooh, that hurt. But, okay, you have a point. Here's why your dad shouldn't fear all black people. Or here's why, you know, but she didn't. Instead, she just attacked that lady and the conversation was over.
Wow.
But, I'll never forget that.
It doesn't get us, look at. I was going to tell you, I love when I'm in the school situation. So I always love when they're talking about racial issues. And I look, and you know, I'm not quiet. So I look around the room, and I'm saying, okay, so we're talking about black issues. There's a black person in the room. How do we make decisions? How do we suggest we know what black people, or any group, if we were talking about Asian issues and there were no Asians in the room, how do we do that? You can't do that. It's disingenuous. It doesn't fix anything. Which is why there's times when I'll sit with some of my black friends and go, all right, look, obviously I got a lighter color skin than you. Do these things, how do these things play out in the black community? How do we make it better for you guys? How do we pull everybody together? Why people, you, and their story was great because it falls right in line with this. How do we do that? We're afraid, there are white people in education that are afraid to reach out to the black community because they don't want to offend them. Well, how do you help them then? You guess at what their needs are?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
How do you help? Right. Yeah, it's true. And
I'm sorry.
As a black American, I have to say that the conversation, it's really hard because, honestly, my point of view is there's nothing more white people can do for us. I really don't think so. I think everything that could be done has been done. I mean, we've reversed the anti-constitutional Jim Crow laws. You know, we've restored constitutional rights to black Americans, the rights that were always ours, but that government got in the way of, because, you know, we've got a checkered past.
Mm-hmm.
We have affirmative action. We have welfare programs, education programs. I mean, if you're a minority, you have access to a lot of help in this country simply for being a minority. And we've even shamed white people into submission by, you know, driving them out of the marketplace of ideas on our campuses. I mean, we've come a long way. There's nothing more white people can do for us.
No.
Go ahead.
They now have segregated dorms on campus. They have segregated graduation, segregated orientations. I'm saying Martin Luther King is on his knees in front of God going, I died, why? Why did I do all that? And do you people not realize what you're doing to these young people? We got to go for a quick break, and I want to go throw up, so we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Kerry Davis joins me. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero.
Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, if you come on late, you can always go grab this up at the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A lot of stuff going on up there. You can grab us on YouTube and Facebook, and you can always grab the shows via podcast and all of that. And listen, you know, don't be afraid to get in conversations with the people. Hop on those chat rooms, converse with them. Don't be nasty, because we'll shut you down in about 3 seconds flat. I believe in free speech. I don't believe in stupid speech, okay? At least not with what I'm doing. Let me bring Kara Davis right back on again. I always enjoy when she's on with me, and I don't want to waste any of her time. She's a writer and editor over at Red State. And Kara, thanks for being with me today.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So you wrote a piece, which is what caused me to reach out to you, 10 things you can do to fight racism right now. And you know, people, again, as we've been saying, they don't talk about this as openly as you do. We only have about 10 minutes. Hit some of the points, if you can, on this. Give people some encouragement, if you would.
Well, a lot of it just has to do with taking the position of not needing to be right. A lot of it has to do with just extending grace, which means making the choice not to treat people the way they deserve to be treated. That's what grace is. That's what the grace of God is. Mm-hmm. You know, he doesn't treat us the way we deserve to be treated. I say listen, you know, listen before you speak. For me, that's a hard one, especially being in the opinion business. You know, I have a lot of opinions and I have a lot of responses, and I read a lot, too. So, of course, I have a lot of information. And I'm like, well, this person doesn't have all the information. And so it's really hard for someone like me to be quiet and listen, but try it. You know, and you'd be amazed at how much softer a person will become when they think you're really listening. And then repeat back what they said. You know, repeat back what you heard. That's a technique that we employ in marriage counseling. And, you know, something that you use in you learn in marriage therapy or premarital counseling, or it's a very popular technique in marital relations, and it works. You know, you repeat back what you heard because it can tell the other person, because sometimes what you hear is not what was said, because we all listen through our own filters.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you repeat that back, and then the person has the chance to clear it up. Or the other thing is the person says, oh, you really were listening to me. And be okay with not winning the argument. Be okay with not, you know, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? Something, another thing you learn in marriage therapy. And sometimes you do have to be able to be okay with, all right, I didn't make my point. My point was not understood. I'm going to be okay with that. Another thing is sometimes I hear a lot of people say this. This is a conversation I have with a lot of my white friends when it comes to police brutality or suspicious police activity. Black people do have a different relationship with the police in this country, mm-hmm. than white people do. Now, we can have a conversation about why that is, and that's a conversation that needs to be held within the black community, if you ask me, but that's a different show. But it's a fact. And so whenever I bring this up, I say, look, the conversation I have with my son, not just, it's not really a problem for women so much as it is for black men. But so the conversations I have with my son are different than you're going to have with your son. And a lot of times people will get angry about that and they'll try to invalidate my point by saying, well, I got pulled over by a cop for no reason, or I've been followed around the store for no reason. And it's not the same thing.
Not the same.
And it's not, but it's okay if you think it is, or it's okay if you think that I'm exaggerating or other black people are exaggerating. But what I wish people would say is, I don't understand where you're coming from, so I'm just going to be okay with that. Like, well, I don't get it, but I respect your point of view.
You make a comment here that I really like, and you're talking about now, which is be okay with not getting it. There are times when I'm talking with friends, I'm talking to other people who have real deep feelings on something, and you go, look, I don't understand. I really don't get it, but it obviously bothers you, or you know, so... Okay, I'm good with it. I'll deal with it that way. It's okay to say that. You don't always have to understand everything 100%. At least that's how I feel.
Yeah, no, and I think the age of social media has brought us to a point where everyone's just speaking in clips and everyone's trying to prove their point, and you feel like you're scoring some kind of points for proving it. And just try to be okay with not getting the point across, and that's okay too. And then another thing I say is engage in some charity, some personal charity. If it's serving at your local shelter, or, you know, fostering teenagers or fostering animals, or, you know, just a very act of coming outside yourself and engaging in charity, it softens your heart. It changes your attitude. And if you're serving especially populations or in an area that you find repulsive, or that where you're serving people that you normally wouldn't be around, you know, that make you uncomfortable, that gets you out of your comfort zone.
Oh, yeah.
That teaches you how to relate to people who aren't like you. I mean, it's life-changing, and it puts things in perspective. And that's really what the whole column is about, Joe. It's about getting things in perspective. Get off social media for a little while. I'm not saying be ignorant, but turn off the Twitter, turn off the Facebook for a day or a week, and
yep.
See how much your life changes. What happens is you realize what I said at the top of the show, which is you're just like every other American. You're going to
yep.
work, you're coming home, you're going to the grocery store, and nothing is happening. Like, the world isn't falling apart around you when you live your daily life. But you don't know that until you get out of the bubble of social media.
I agree. You know what? It's funny. I got to be careful how I lay this out because it's too close to home. But we had somebody that with a lot of power in our district that worked for our district, and they were only familiar with a more affluent side of the city, if you would. So I took them, and I used to make them take me to lunch, or we'd go to lunch together, and I would take them to parts of town that were very poor, believe it or not, even up in my area. And I said, you realize these are your constituents, too. They're not living in $400,000, $500,000, $600,000 homes. They're living in a $200,000 home, and they've got seven members of their family in there. This is, you know, you got to look at everybody and see where they're coming from, because they're going to have different perspectives on what they're getting for education and what's going on and the needs that they have. So we don't get out there, you know, to your point about charity, we don't get out there and see what the needs of others are and get in situations that, yeah, might be uncomfortable. You might be somewhere you're not normally used to going alone or going into, and that's not a bad thing, you know?
No, it's true, and it will change your perspective on a lot. It really will.
Give up your right to be offended.
There.
I like that, too.
Give up your right to be offended. That's a tough. That's another tough one. That means saying, I don't have a right to be offended. Now, this is where giving up some of your pride comes in. This is why we can't really have these conversations openly and honestly, because most people aren't willing to give someone else that kind of power. But that is how you, I mean, that's Christ's example, and that is how you can overcome anger and rage and bitterness by humbling yourself before someone and saying, I'm going to put your needs ahead of mine.
Yeah.
Like, what if we all did that? This country would change if every single person said, every person I meet today, I am going to treat them as if their needs are more important than mine. And again, this is not a sacrifice yourself and your
right.
sanity and be a people pleaser. What I mean is as a servant, as somebody, as you're looking and realizing this is God's created creature and
yep.
he's put us on earth to serve each other. It changes you. It changes your heart. And that is the only place where healing can start. Tell you what, nothing's getting solved on Facebook. That's not going to happen.
No, no. You know, it's the same argument I have with people about things like abortion. I go, look, you can make all the laws you want for, against. This is an issue of the heart. We need to teach our young people their value to us, their value to God, their value, period. They have no value for life or themselves. This is not a law issue. My only fear, though, I got to tell you, we only have a couple of minutes, but my only fear is that I say this on the show all the time. When somebody would call you a racist, or they would say to you, you know, Joe, you were talking about something on the show tonight, you sound like a racist. You know, it's gotten to the point now where I go, yeah, okay, whatever. You know, 12 years ago, 10 years ago, I might have stopped and said, wow, if that's what I'm putting out, that's wrong. I don't want that. But they've made that word almost of no effect anymore. It's almost like an attack word to make you feel bad about yourself. Just admonish to people, listen to what you're saying. Make sure you're not putting that out there on purpose. It's not the right thing to do. Hey, tell people where they can find you, Kira.
You can find me on Twitter at Real Kira Davis, that's KIRA, or just look me up on Facebook, and you can see my writings at redstate.com, yep. among other places.
Well, I mean it sincerely. I always appreciate the time you're on with me, and you keep writing. I love what you write, too. I check it out on a regular basis, and you people need to check it out, too, at Red State. Kira Davis. Kira, thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Joe. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You better always be listening to The Real Side. coming up next hour, we're just going to do a smorgasbord of stories. I got all kinds of stuff I need to get through. I know, it's only the beginning of the week, and I still need to get through it. We've got a poll that say most millennials are just fine with the Confederate, what are those called? Statues? Statues, yeah. The University of Missouri is paying big time for all the crazy stuff they've been doing over the last couple of years. They have lost over 2,000 students. Now, when you think about, think about that. When you think about how much money that is, that's a big deal. That and much more coming on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a little bit.